Often when I watch a football game, which I know is out of season now, and now it's a racing season for those who like to watch racing. We pick on some people that like to watch racing, but football season is past us. It'll come up again this fall, and we'll get to watch some more oversized guys run around on the field and bang each other up and try to get this little piece of leather inflated with air across the other guy's skull. You know, it's kind of an immature game. Really, it is. You know, all you're trying is enough to bully the other team to get this little piece of leather across their goal and say, "Hey, we're stronger than you. We get it across your goal," right? So that's the NFL in a nutshell. But when you're watching a game, you see many actions and many different signs and different the hand signals and different things that are going on. You can kind of tell what's going on at times on the field just by what you see, whether it's the quarterback or whether it's the offensive line or whether if it's a defense or whether it's the coach calling in something, whatever, whether it's the officials making a call, everything seems to have a hand signal to it. Well, one of the hand signals it's not an official hand signal, but one of the things you often see in the NFL is this. Is these two guys are the quarterbacks, one of the quarterbacks of the Rams, Jared Goff, and of course Manning is one of the great quarterbacks of the past, but they both have their hands over the little holes that their ears are just inside their helmet, right there in those holes, and both of those guys have their hands over those holes. Now you see this often, and you probably see at least a game. You see it multiple times during each game. You'll see the quarterback put his hand over the holes. Why? Why is he putting hands and hands? That's why he's doing it. Because the crowd is just trying to keep him from hearing. They're making so much noise, which really, in reality, it's even set a Guinness Book of World Records at 137 decibels out of one set of fans making noise. And the quarterback isn't just trying to block out that noise. He's trying to hear what's going on inside of his helmet. He needs to hear from the coach. And he's not just trying to not hear them. He's trying to block out them so he can hear what the coach is saying. Because it's crucial for him to hear what the coach is saying. That the noise on the outside is creating this disturbance so he cannot hear what the coach is saying. The coach needs to be heard because the coach has a bigger picture of what's going on the field than does the quarterback. And so the coach will call in and speak to the quarterback and call in the play that fits the dynamic, that fits the situation that he is in. And if the enemy, so to speak, can disrupt that, they can disrupt the game. And they can disrupt the play of the offense to move the ball down the field. So the quarterback needs to focus. He needs to hear what the coach is saying. He needs to understand what the coach is saying. The enemy does not want him to hear from the coach. The same is true in your life and in my life. The enemy does not want you to hear from the coach. It is crucial that we hear from the capital C coach. Because the coach gets the bigger picture. He knows. He knows what's going on in our lives. He knows what's going on in our situations. He knows what's going on. And he's going to try to disrupt and disrupt and disrupt. And we just don't block out his sounds. We're trying to hear from God. And I don't know about you, but it's not always easy for me to hear from God. And sometimes that's because there is so much noise going on the outside of my helmet that I cannot hear from God. I need to step aside. I need to know what God is saying. If I do not know what God is saying, I do not know what direction to take. Listen, New Lifers, God is calling the plays. He does not leave nor forsake you or me. We just sang a song that I give you every moment. Yeah, right. Now we all can go to confession and confess to God that we lied in worship. And God says, I have a call for every moment of your life. I want to be involved in every moment of your life. And the enemy knows that when you're stepping my way, you're unstoppable. And the best he can do is keep you from hearing me. I want you to hear me so you know which way to step. Each moment of each day, and each day of each week, and each week of each month of each year, and each year of your life. To step God's way. We cannot step God's way unless we hear from God. Are you with me this morning? We're going to navigate. We're going to step his way. We're going to step his way this morning. We want to know how to step God's way. And if we're going to step God's way, we need to know how to hear from God this morning. Because there's a lot of choices of what way to step. You can spin. Is this the way you decide which way I'm going to step in life? Let me just spin the wheel and see what feels right now, or see what seems right now. Or are we actually hearing from God and God say, take this step? Well, God does that when the big things in my life, we just said you gave him every moment. And God took you and me at our word that you want him to direct every moment of your life. Not just the big moments of life, every moment. Or we can rewrite the song and say, God, I give you every big moment of my life. Okay, when I get married, I'll give you that moment because I want to be in front of God and I want to get married in a church. Why? Because I want to give God this big moment. What about all the moments leading up to this moment? God said, I want to be a part of that. Will you let me show you which way to step? Because I know I have a plan for you. I don't want you just to have a big wheel. Every once in a while you just spin it. God say, what should I do? And just take that way. God says, I got a call. And the enemy may want to stop you from hearing me. You got to focus. Wouldn't you just love a quarterback? It just gets all frustrated. I mean, I've been in those crowds screaming at the quarterback so he can't hear the play. And when he puts his ear, it just like amps you up even more. And then all of a sudden, you just go nuts. It just cost him a timeout because he could not hear the play. In as much joy as that gives the 50,000 fans, the enemy is just smiling when he can do that in your life. And in your life. I messed with him enough. And he's not hearing God. And he's going to take a step. Oh, baby, he's going to take a step. And it's really going to get him screwed up. Woo! Colossians 3 and verse 1 and following. We're going to unpack this a little bit this morning, but it says this: since you have been raised with Christ. So he starts off this chapter. Since you have been raised with Christ. Since you've been raised with, you've been given open communication with God. I think that's what he's saying. Since you've been put in the communication with the Father, since you've been raised with Christ, since now you can hear from God. Use it. Since you have been raised with Christ, and the Ephesians says this, take the helmet. See, I think the helmet of salvation, this week I was challenged to know that my helmet comes equipped with sound. I think that's the helmet of salvation, comes equipped with sound. This sound is right here. The enemy is out here. The enemy is trying to keep you from hearing what the sound is. God said, I want you to know that I gave you a helmet and it's equipped since you have been raised with Christ, since you have been put in communication with God. I want you to use that communication. God, why don't you just shut up the noise of the enemy? That's not important. It's what's important is that you can hear me. I'm not going to shut out every noise in your life. I'm just not going to do it. I gave you the helmet of salvation. I gave you the helmet that has direct communication with me.
I gave you a helmet that you can talk to the capital C coach, and because he knows the situation. He knows the play. He knows what the enemy's doing. He knows, and he'll give you the information you need. You don't just need a quiet life. You need a life from directed from God. Are you with me this morning? You don't need a quiet life. You need a life directed by God. And so do I. Because there's a lot of choices out there and which way you are going to go. And God says, I want to give you direction. And since you have been raised with Christ, and for our struggle, and he goes on in that Ephesians passage, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. He doesn't want you to hear that this morning. He doesn't want you to hear that he's out there and he's making a racket in your life. He doesn't want you to hear that. So every time God starts to speak, the crowd goes wild. Because if he can hear, if he can stop you from hearing, that you don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But there's actually an enemy out there that's trying to hear you, trying to stop you from hearing God. Because he knows if you hear God and you step with God, you are unstoppable. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers and against the authorities and against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. We will need to put our hands over the ear holes of our helmet every once in a while and just focus on what God is saying. The world is not going to shut up. The enemy is not going to shut up. Your flesh is not going to shut up. But they can't take your helmet off. But they can't cut the wire between you and God. God, you said, you have been raised with me. No one can separate you from me. No one can take you out of my hand. No one can cut the communication between me and you. They're not going to shut up, but they can't take your helmet and they can't take the communication. Stop. Get your hands over your ear holes. And listen to me. There's too many choices that you have to make in this world. And what I don't want you to do is just spin the wheel. I want you to step my way. Because when you step my way, you're going to live an unregretted life because I'll take you where I have planned for you to go and purposed for you to go. Since you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You got to be kidding me. Set your hearts, and that word set, that word set, that word set, seek after, in order to find, think, and meditate, and reason. The enemy doesn't want you to hear that. What he wants right now is you to check your Facebook. What he wants right now is you to think your bladder needs to be emptied. What he wants right now is for you just to converse with someone else in the room. What he wants is you to get up because you need coffee, for crying out loud. You need coffee. Whatever. I don't want you to hear that. Because I know if you start hearing from God and you start stepping His way, I cannot stop you. Set your hearts on things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. You can't even pick up the phone and call a government official. Hey, this is Ed. Can you get the governor on the phone? I want to talk to him for a minute. Yeah, dude, you just need to hang up the phone. You know, you're send the white coats to that guy's house. But God says, you know what? You can set your thing. I'm seated right here I'm seated right here where Jesus is seated right next to me. And he is the one who paid your way. And he is the one who's got you plugged into me. And he is the one that's going to communicate with me through him to you. And I'm going to tell you, set your heart, set your seek after in order to find by thinking, meditating, and reasoning. I am not taking my hands off of my ear holes until I hear clearly from God. Because there's too many ways to go. And I want to step with God. My heart is to be centered on the heavenly realm where Jesus rules and where my life truly belongs. Your life truly belongs in the presence of God. Where the plays are called from. It says in verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So you got a heart thing and you got a mind thing. He said the enemy is going to mess with your heart and mess with your mind. And so you need to set your heart on things above where Christ is seated. Now you need to set your mind on things above where Christ is seated. You need to process. You need to go after until you find it. You need to think. You need to reason. You need to meditate. You need to cover up your ear holes until you find it. Set your hearts on things above. Set your minds on things above and keep setting them there. That's what the passage says. Set them there and keep setting them there. I had them set there yesterday. Yeah, so did I. And you need to set them again and set them again and set them again and set them again. Or you can just spin the wheel. But when you have someone on the throne room who knows all the situations, and he's given you the helmet of salvation with connection between him and you, direct connection between you and him, why would you want to go through life just spinning a wheel when you can have connection with the coach? Amen. And hearing from him? But you're going to have to set your minds. You're going to have to set your hearts, is what Paul is saying to the church. You're going to have to cover up your ear holes once in a while. Because again, the world is not going to shut up. The enemy is not going to shut up. Your flesh, your own flesh is not going to shut up. But they can't take your helmet. Corinthians says this, so we fix our eyes on what is seen, not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. If you only set your eyes on what you see, you aren't seeing big enough. Quarterbacks have good vision, tall, good quarterback. They can have great vision of the field. I'm telling you what, they're limited on their vision. And when someone can see and call in a play from a bigger point of view, they can see how things are set up. Because when that quarterback is in under center, that 325-pound, 6'10" guy, he ain't seeing too well. But the coach can see. And God says, I need you to focus on me because I can see bigger than you. I can see bigger than the situation you're in. I can see bigger than the wall that's in front of you. All you see is the wall. I see the plan of getting you around or over that wall because I see what's on the other side of that wall. You're going to need to focus your mind. You're going to set your mind on things above because what you're seeing on this earth is not going to lead you to take my steps. Getting the calls from heaven's heavenly control room will give us our earthly actions the heavenly direction that we need to take his steps. Getting the calls from the heavenly control room will give our earthly actions the heavenly direction we need to take his steps. There's way too many choices. You need to set your heart and your mind, he says, on something bigger than you. because I have given you communication. And I will call into place every moment, not just the big moments, but every moment of every day. Verse 3 says this, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God." How can you do that? Because your anchor holds. Because Hebrews says it this way, we have this hope as an anchor. That's downright annoying. And I told Tracy, I said, interrupt anytime you think that the enemy doesn't want us to hear what I'm saying. Do you think that he wants you to know that you have this hope, that your anchor of your soul is firmly secured, is firm and secure? It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. You know what that means? He took your soul, the anchor of your soul, and he carried it into the heavenly, the holy of holies, and he stuck it there in the presence of God, and no one can take it out. You know what that is? You know what that is? That's your wire to your helmet. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Just, I think what he's saying there is just simply this. One day, you will see like I see. One day, you will see like I'm seeing. Right now, you've got to trust me. One day, you know, your eyes will see what my eyes see, God says. One day, I will show you what I'm seeing. But right now, it's by faith. Right now, you're going to trust me. Right now, you're going to call. You're going to hear the call in your helmet from me that the world is trying to drown out. But one day, I will show you what I'm seeing. Woo! But until that day, you're going to have to listen to your helmet. You're going to have to listen because there's way, way, way too many directions to take in this life not to get the calls from God. And those calls that are from God will lead you in a way that the enemy cannot stop. He said, I want you to listen to the calls that I'm making because I'm giving you calls. Every moment of every day, I'm calling to you. I'm asking, listen, listen, listen. The world is going to try to speak to you over and over and over, but no one loves you more than God, and no one went to the length that he went to get a helmet on you so you could hear from God. No one. There's too many directions to take in life not to be in tune with God and not to be using the helmet that God has given us so that we can hear from God. One day I will show you, God says. But today, it's just you and me in this helmet. And then he goes on. He says, put to death, therefore. And then he lists some things here. Put to death. You know why? Because that's noise. Kill it. Why? Because it's killing you. Because it's blocking out what I'm trying to say to you. You need to kill it. Mortify, the King James says. Mortify those things. Put to death. Kill them. Because they're killing you. And they're noise. And you can't hear me. When those things are screaming in your ear, you can't hear me. I'm going to give you the power to kill them so that you can hear me better. Get your hands over your ear holes. Set your hearts. Set your minds. I got a message for you. I want to tell you what I have. There's too many directions for you to go alone. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to the earthly nature. I just want you to hear that today. and say, I'm going to give you the power to kill it. Kill sexual immorality or porneia, or where we get the pornography we get from that word. Kill impurity or perversion. Stop being a pervert. And a perversion is someone who uses something that's designed for the good and uses it for evil. So if you're in leadership and you're using your power and you're bringing something evil, that's perversion. Stop! He said, kill lust, the unhealthy passions. Kill evil desire, the immoral craving. Kill greed, the coveting, which is idolatry. Why? Why do I have to do that, God? Because I want you to hear me. There's way too many directions for you to go, and you need to hear from me so that you know the right way to go and not just have to spin the wheel on the big things of life when I want you every moment. And he goes on in the passage with this. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. I don't know about you, but if I can have the voice of God or the wrath of God, A, I'll pick A. You think the voice of God is scary? I don't even want to deal with the wrath of God. God will lead us and God will direct us and God loves us. But he's saying, I'm telling you what, that I don't appreciate those things that I'm giving you the ability to kill in your life, and because of them my wrath is coming. And you used to walk in these ways, and by the grace of God he didn't kill us then. You used to walk in these ways in a life you once lived. You know, I wrote this in my thinking book. I think sometimes we're way more excited about our past lost life than we are our present found life. Am I making sense? You used to walk in those ways and you didn't have the helmet of salvation and you couldn't hear me. But today you can hear me. Today I can invite you to set your hearts on me and set your minds on me and expect to hear from me. Today you have the helmet of salvation. Today you get the calls. Yeah, the world, the flesh, the enemy, he's not going to shut up. Don't sweat it. Get your hands over your ear holes and focus on God. Because there's way too many ways to go without hearing from God every moment. But you must now, and the word changes, take off, or like taking off a shirt or taking off a clothes. You must rid yourself of such things as anger, a smoldering ember, rage. That's when the fire takes from the ember to flame. That's the difference between anger and rage. Why God? Why I just want to be mean and nasty? Yeah, okay, but you can't hear me when you're mean and nasty. And God's not giving, listen, new lifers, whoever, God's not giving us a bunch of rules. He's trying to clear the airways. Because there's too many choices of directions to go for you to be out there on your own. You need God, and so do I. And we need him every moment. And God says, if you can lose the anger, which I'll give you the ability to do, you'll hear me much clearer. If you can lose the rage, if you can lose the malice or just the plain ill will, I just hate my neighbor. Okay, I hope you hate him enough to cut the communication between me and you, because you can't hear me when you hate your neighbor. Or slander, or filthy language, worthless and disgusting conversation from your lips. Because every moment you're flapping your gums with disgusting language is less, one less moment you're focused in on hearing God. And you're going to spin the wheel and you're going to go away. I'm telling you, you're going to go away. I'm not sure it's going to be stepping with God. Because guess what? Ill will try to direct the way too. Do not lie to each other, Since you have taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge and in the image of its creator. I have a whole sermon on that, which I won't preach this moment. I just want to make this point. The lie is a word or a statement spoken that attempts to kill truth. Please, please, don't color coat your lies. But next time you lie, just say, I'm endeavoring to kill the truth right here, right now. Because I want to kill the truth. I want to lie. And a lie is a dagger to the truth. And he said, will you stop taking a dagger to the truth? Will you stop trying to kill the truth? We're going to end with this one today. We're going to pick up this next week because I'm getting a message in my helmet right now. Say, God says you gave him enough. And I'm going to listen. But I want to leave you with this thought. Here there is no Greek or Jew or circumcised or uncircumcised or barbarians and the people they run from, the Scythians, slave or free. But Christ He doesn't want to hear you to hear that this morning. But Christ is in all and is in all. Does that make sense to you this morning? I don't care who you are or where you've come from. I don't care if you're a really bad dude. I don't care if you grew up in the church. Because the Scythians who have come into faith in Jesus also have a helmet. It's not something you get after you've been here for a period of time. New life. There's too many directions to take to go on your own. We need to hear from God. We need to step his way. We need to listen. And the enemy is not going to shut up. He's just not. He's not going to shut up. He's going to hammer you and hammer you and hammer you and hammer you until you don't think you can hear from God anymore. That's a lie. Too many things. Too many directions for us to go. Stand with me today. God, thank you for this day. Thank you that you gave me the helmet of salvation and gave others in this room who have a faith in you, a helmet of salvation. Thank you for the direction that you're giving us. And Father, it doesn't matter who we are. You're going to speak to us. We don't have to have more clout than someone else, or we don't have to walk better than someone else, or we don't have to have got it right more often than someone else. We just need to put our hands over our ear holes. And we just need to listen. And we need to set our hearts on you and our minds on you. Because the world and the flesh and the enemy are not going to stop making noise. But likewise, you're not going to stop calling plays into our helmet. So Father, help us this morning. Help us, because when we step your way, we're unstoppable. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a great day.